welcome to the 10-Minute MBA. I'm your host, Scott D. Clary. On the 10-Minute MBA, I give you tools, tactics, strategies, and insights that you can use to start, scale, grow, and 10x your business. Let's get into it. All right, today we are going to be speaking about customer centricity. What does customer centricity mean? Why is it so much more than just a buzzword? It is a mindset. I'm going to break down what exactly it is and what it can do for your business. It is incredibly important to be customer centric when you're building your business. This means you're putting the customer first and at the core of literally everything you do. And it sounds obvious, but most businesses think they're customer centric and they aren't really. Just selling a product to a customer does not mean you're a customer centric business. Being a customer centric business means you're creating value for your customers and you're delivering experiences above and beyond that delight them. It's about building relationships that last probably for as long as humanly possible, if not forever, making your customer feel like they matter. Some brands that you use every single day, and you don't even think about these brands anymore, but they've done a great job of building the trust and they've built the intimacy with you as the customer so that that brand becomes essential, that product becomes synonymous with living. That is the hallmark of an exceptionally well-built brand that is customer-centric. Now, why is customer centricity important? Outside of helping you build a successful business and helping you close more deals and make more money, customers are not commodities. And when a business treats a customer like a commodity, you have to understand that in 2023, there's so much option and it's so easy to research and people will leave you. It's not enough to just deliver a product. You have to go above and beyond because you are selling to human beings with emotions and needs and desires and expectations, and they have choices and they have voices and they can switch to your competitors and they can spread negative word of mouth if you do them wrong, if they're unhappy, and they can also become your loyal fans and your advocates if they love you. Customer centricity is not only just for your customers, it's good for you. Research shows that customer-centric businesses outperform their competitors in terms of revenue growth, profitability, retention, and referrals. Customer-centric businesses have lower costs of acquisition and service because they don't waste time and money chasing or fixing unhappy customers. They have higher revenues because they earn more repeat purchases and cross-sells from satisfied customers who trust them, and they have stronger brands because they stand out from the crowd by delivering consistent and exceptional value. So then the question becomes, great, how do I become more customer-centric? It's not as easy as you think. It requires a shift in culture, strategy, process, systems, and skills. It requires a commitment from the top to the bottom of your organization, and it requires a willingness to listen to your customers, empathize with them, understand them, serve them, delight them, and learn from them. But it's worth it. So what I want to break down is three main benefits of being customer-centric, and then I will go into examples of how companies have basically acted on a customer-centric mindset to take advantage of these particular things. So you get some knowledge as to what you should be focusing on in terms of the outcome, as well as some of the tactics and strategies some of the largest companies in the world deploy. Now, one of the main benefits of being customer-centric is that you increase customer loyalty and retention. So customer loyalty is not something you can buy or demand. It's something you earn by creating value for your customers and meeting their needs and expectations. It's something you nurture by building strong relationships with your customers through personalized communication, feedback, and support. Customer-centric businesses understand that loyalty is not a one-time event. It's a long-term commitment. They don't take their customers for granted or treat them as transactions. They treat them as human beings with emotions, preferences, and goals. They listen to them. They empathize with them, they understand them, they serve them, they delight them, and they learn from them. This leads to higher levels of trust, satisfaction, and loyalty amongst customers who are more likely to stay with the business and recommend it to others. Customer retention is not only good for your bottom line, it's also good for your reputation and growth. Retained customers are more profitable than new ones because they cost less to serve and buy more from you over time. They're also more likely to refer new customers to you through word of mouth or social. Customer loyalty is not a given, it's a gift. It's a gift you have to earn every day by being customer-centric. Here are some examples of customer-centric businesses that have increased customer loyalty and retention through adopting this mindset. So SalesFlare. This is a CRM platform that makes it easy for customers to do business with them. They offer a free trial, transparent pricing, flexible plans, and seamless integrations. They also provide personalized onboarding, proactive support, and regular feedback collection. As a result, they have higher customer satisfaction rates and a low churn rate. Asana is a project management tool that anticipates customers' needs. They use customer data and insights to create features and solutions that help customers achieve their goals. They also provide educational resources, best practices, and tips to help customers get the most out of their product. As a result, they have a loyal customer base and incredibly high retention rate. Nature's Path. This is an organic food company that cares about customers that use organic ingredients, sustainable packaging, and fair trade practices to deliver quality products that meet customers' health and environmental concerns. They also engage with customers through social media, newsletters, and events to build trust and loyalty. And as a result, they have a strong brand reputation and a very, very high referral rate. 3M. This is a company known for its innovative products that solve specific customer problems. They use customer feedback, massive amounts of market research, and collaboration to create products with their customers and services that address customers' pain points and desires. They also provide technical support, warranty, and training to help customers use their products effectively. As a result, they have a competitive advantage and have a high repeat purchase rate. And lastly, Chewy's. This is an online pet retailer that delivers exceptional customer service. They offer fast shipping, free returns, auto ship discounts, and personalized recommendations for customers' pets. They also surprise their customers with handwritten cards, gifts, and donations to animal shelters. As a result, they have a high customer satisfaction score and a low attrition rate. The second benefit of being customer-centric, you have enhanced brand reputation and differentiation. So customer centricity is not only a strategy, it's also a story. A story that you tell your customers and to the world. Customer-centric businesses stand out from their competitors by delivering consistent and exceptional customer experiences across all touch points. They don't just sell products or services, they sell solutions and emotions. They don't just meet expectations, they exceed them. See, customer-centric businesses also leverage customer data and insights to tailor their products, services, offers, and messages to their customers' preferences and needs. They don't just assume what their customers want or need, they ask them, listen to them, observe them, and learn from them. This helps them create a unique brand identity and value prop that attracts and retains customers. Customer differentiation is not only good for your market share, it's also good for your brand equity and awareness. Differentiated customers are more loyal and engaged than commoditized ones because they perceive more value and relevance from you. They also are more likely to spread positive word of mouth or social media about you. Customer differentiation is not a coincidence, it's a choice, and it's one that you have to make by being customer-centric. Here's some examples of companies that do it very well. Amazon. They use customer data such as purchase history, browsing behavior, ratings, reviews, location preferences to provide personalized recommendations for products or services that match customers' needs and interests. They also use customer feedback to improve their offering features such as Prime Video, music, Kindle, Alexa, whatever. Netflix uses customer data such as viewing history, ratings, reviews, genre preferences to provide personalized suggestions for content that customers might also enjoy. Netflix also uses customer feedback to create original shows and movies that cater to different tastes and niches. Walt Disney World, they use customer data such as reservation information and magic band usage, as well as park attendance preferences to provide personalized experiences for guests that enhance their convenience and their satisfaction. Disney also uses customer feedback to improve its attractions and other services like FastPass, Mobile Order, and Disney Genie. Starbucks is great for this as well. They use customer data like purchase history, loyalty program membership, and location preferences. They provide personalized offers and rewards for customers that increase their loyalty and engagement. They also use customer feedback to improve products and services such as mobile ordering, delivery, and some of their social impact initiatives. And lastly, Zappos uses customer data such as purchase history, browsing behavior, ratings, reviews, size preferences to provide personalized sizing search results for customers to improve shopping experiences. They also use customer feedback to improve its customer service culture. This has led to free shipping, returns, 365-day return policy, and surprise upgrades. And lastly, the last benefit of being a customer-centric business is improved innovation and growth. it's a process to build out a customer-centric organization. And it's a process that leads to better outcomes. Customer-centric businesses are constantly listening to their customers' feedback, opinions, suggestions, and complaints. And they don't just collect data, they analyze it, synthesize it, and act on it. They use this information to identify gaps, opportunities, trends, and challenges in the market. These types of businesses also involve their customers in co-creating solutions that solve their problems or fulfill their desires. They don't just design products or services for them, they create these products and services with them. They invite them to participate in surveys, interviews, focus groups, prototyping, testing, and launching. This enables them to innovate faster and better than their competitors, who may be more internally focused or product-driven. Customer innovation is not only good for your competitive advantage, it's also good for your growth and sustainability. Innovative customers are more satisfied and loyal than average ones because they feel more valued and empowered by you. They're also more likely to adopt new products or services from you or upgrade their existing ones. Again, customer innovation is not a miracle. It's a method that you follow by being customer-centric. Here's some great examples of companies doing this incredibly well. Wayfair, the online furniture retailer, they use AI and data to provide suggestions for products that customers might like. Stitch Fix, which is an online personal styling service, use collected information and data to curate pieces and outfits for individual customers. IKEA, the furniture giant, elevates its in-store and digital experience. They use customer data as well to provide personalized offers, rewards, and services. L'Oreal uses information to create customized products that match customers' needs. And Hilton is known for treating every single loyalty member like a VIP. They use customer data to provide personalized perks, benefits, and services for their customers. The takeaway from all of these different benefits and all the strategies that all these companies use is that customer centricity is not just a buzzword. It's a strategic imperative for businesses that want to succeed in today's competitive and dynamic market. By putting the customer first and at the core of your business, you can create value, build trust, enhance reputation, and foster innovation. If you want to become more customer-centric in your business, you need to understand your customers' needs, and you need to understand your customers' expectations and deliver exceptional customer experience across all touch points and involve them in co-creating solutions that solve their problems and fulfill their desires. That's it for today. I hope you enjoyed. I hope you got some value out of that. Make sure you come back tomorrow for another business lesson on the 10-Minute MBA.